Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. Pardon me. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. I'm so delighted tonight to be on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God on tonight. I just give God all the praise and glory on tonight. I magnify his holy name. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion, and then we're going to get right on into our study on tonight. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. We're going to be reading from Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me. For thou art my strength, and to thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversity, and hast not set me up into the hands of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquities and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear of my acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trusted in the Lord. I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. I have just read you from Psalms 31, from the first verse down to the 14th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song right now, some kind of way.
I know I can.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord
and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight, God. Father, we come right now just asking you right now to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and take over and take control of this study of the Word of God. I ask you right now to move me from this flesh, God, that the Holy Spirit may use this vessel, God, to teach in Jesus' name. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. I ask you to cover them in the blood of Jesus, cover their families, and encamp your angels all around about them, God. We ask you tonight to open up our minds and our understanding, open up our hearts on tonight to receive your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, for you are our portion, God, and we just thank you on tonight for being our portion in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask you right now to bind the enemy up from our lives and from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled now. In the name of Jesus, we have no power and authority of ourselves, but only of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I ask you right now to send your anointing. Let your power fall, God. Let your power fall. Let your anointing fall. In Jesus' name, I pray and I ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. I'm getting ready. We're going to get ready to start a new book, the book of Joshua. I'm going to start reading from the first chapter. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers, their fathers, to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whether soever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare your victuals, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it, and to the Reubenites and the Gadites, and to half the tribe of Manasseh, spake Joshua, saying, remember the words which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God have given you rest and have given you this land.
Your wives and your little ones and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on the side, on this side of Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them until the Lord have given your brethren rest as he have given you. And they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possessions and enjoy it, which Moses, the Lord's servant, gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commanded us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be, thou doest rebel against thy commandments, and will not hearken unto thy words, and all that thou commanded him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. Amen.
Chapter 2. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the 2 men and hid them and said, thus there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. Okay. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. I don't know the word.
Watch not. Go ahead.
Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the ford. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto them, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is falling upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the 2 kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and delivered our lives from death. And the man answered her, "Our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee." Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, "Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned. And afterwards may ye go your way." And the men said unto her, "We will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. Shall bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. If thou utter this our business, then we will be quite acquit of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, "According unto your word, so be it." And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound scarlet line in the window. And they went and came unto the mountain and abide there 3 days until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun and told him all the things that befell them. And they said unto Joshua, "Truly the Lord hath delivered unto our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us." The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is good. I'm so excited to be in the book of Joshua. I'm telling you, because it's all connecting. It's all connecting. So the first question is, we're going to answer the questions, then we're going to go back and discuss some stuff about Joshua. In the chapter 1, the first question is, what did Joshua tell the people concerning the law? What did he tell the people? What they have to do?
To be strong. I got verse 7. Only to be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do accordingly to all the law which Moses, my servant, command you, and not turn from it from the right hand or from your left, that you may prosper wherever you go.
Okay, that's good too. And it's the 8th verse too. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. All of this, that's part of what he told them about the book of the law. That's right. That's why, because there was no scripture written before Moses, and God communicated and told to Moses by speaking with him face to face, but Moses had faithfully recorded all that God had given to him so that the first of the Bible were available to Joshua. Because there wasn't no scripture before then. That's why they said Moses wrote the first 5 books of the Bible. But he was recording them
So, okay, chapter 2, that's right. Who hid the men who were sent to spy off the land? Who hid them?
Rahab.
She hid them. And what did Rahab inform the men about her people's fear of them?
She was just basically telling them that the word got out, what happened to them, the men that they slain, and that God parted the Red Sea for them. So they was basically scared of God and scared of them. She said all the men is just scared.
Yeah, she said they was going to faint. Yep. So what did Rahab request of the men?
She wanted them to spare her and her family life and be kind to her because she was kind to them. So because she hid them and they didn't get caught and spared their life,
right,
she wanted them to do the same thing in return.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the last question is, how was Rahab request to be insured? How was it to be insured?
She was supposed to bind
what
something on something. Like
the scarlet.
Bind something in her window.
The scarlet cord that she let them down with, that's what she was supposed to put in the window. And everyone was to be in the house and the window marked with that scarlet card.
Yes.
And then they were going to spare them or whatever, however. But this was so good because of the commission that God gave Joshua. And that's how it is when you're getting affirmed or consecrated. It's a charge. It's a commission. And that's what you have to do. And see, it said now after the death of Moses, I'm back in chapter 1 because we're just going to talk about these two chapters a little bit. And that word now right there means and. So that's why people were saying Joshua may have written the last book of Deuteronomy, but I still believe Moses wrote all five books of this first five books. But anyway, it's just like a continuance of the book of Deuteronomy. That's what it's like, because it supports all of this right here in verse 1, Deuteronomy 34. And then it was talking about Moses, how he was telling Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you got to arise and take command. And, you know, the Lord had told the Israelites, the children of Israel, you can only mourn him for 30 days. After 30 days, y'all need to get on what you're going to get on with. And then he was telling Joshua to go ahead on, go over this Jordan and take all the people, because God wanted to give them what he promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, what I've studied and read, that the Lord had given them over 300,000 acres of land. But to this day, they say they only got 30,000 square feet of that land. I don't know what happened, but why you think that was, that they didn't get but 30,000 when God had given them 300,000? What's the key thing here? how was they supposed to get the land?
They were supposed to go to war with some people, right?
That's right. That's right. That's the only way they could get it. They had to take it. They had to possess it. They had to take it. It was a hard war. The hard thing was, but it wasn't that hard because they had God on their side. So it wasn't hard. They was going to always win. So that was the thing with that. They was going to always win, just like us. We think it's so hard, but God is on our side. And you have to know that the battle's already won. The victory is ours already. But they didn't get but 30,000 feet of that land, or miles, whatever it was, out of 300,000. It's because they didn't want to go to war. They didn't want to fight for it. He said, go possess the land, go take the land. And God wouldn't have told them to do that if he wasn't going to stand behind them and do what he was supposed to do. He had their back. That was something. I mean, when we can go through a little rough patch, and we'll just throw our hands up. We go through a little struggle, and we'll get so far, and we'll stop. That's enough. That's good enough. When God, we put a limit on God, he didn't gave us a whole 300,000, and we didn't get but 30. We got 10% of what we supposed to have. That's just something. And that's because we didn't want to work hard for it. We didn't want to fight for it. All we had to do was get out there because God was going to make it go in our favor anyway. But he was studying. He knew Joshua was young. He knew Joshua was kind of scared anyway because he ain't led nobody. He was Moses' minister. That's who Joshua was. He told Joshua, he said, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shall I divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. The only way they was going to get that, they was going to have to fight for it. They was going to have to fight for that. That's the only way. Sometimes we got to sacrifice. Sometimes we got to give up something to get something. And it says in verse 9, it says, I have not commanded thee, but be strong and of a, I have not commanded, but be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. So he was telling them, God is with you. I don't care where you go. See, Joshua was supposed to take the word of God in one hand and the sword in the other. He had to move by God's spirit. He had to move by faith. That's what he had to do. I know he was afraid. And God encouraged him again. He said, be strong. Be strong and courageous. That's something. God was suddenly encouraging him. See, when he took charge, he had confidence then. Because God told him to. Because God told Moses who the next person was going to be to take charge, you know, to lead the people. So he knew that Joshua was already an army man, that he could lead the people anyway. Mm-hmm.
But see, Joshua, he believed God. See, because God was steady encouraging him and pumping him up. You can do it. I got you. I parted the Red Sea for Moses. What you think I'm going to do for you? Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, that's what I'm going to do for you. God just told him to step out. Step out on faith. And you got this word. You got my word. That's basically all you need. Because you got the authority that I've given you. And you got the word and you got your sword. And the word was not supposed to depart out of his mouth. They had to meditate on it day and night, the word of God, like we have to do every day. And even when they got to Reuben and Gad and them, where they was already on the side, on the east side, I think, of the Jordan. Yeah, they was on the east side of the Jordan, I think. And but before they got land, they had asked Moses, could they just stay there? Because they wanted that part. I think they were the two brothers that raised the pigs. So they wanted to split up from the rest of them, and Moses went to God with it. And God told Moses, let them know now. When it's time for them to fight, they're going to have to lead their women and children and cattle and stuff and help fight. And so that's what happened. They had to leave and go help their brother, the other tribes, to fight against the enemy.
Okay. Any comments or questions or anything? Anybody got anything to add? Like in
I just want to ask a question.
Okay.
So do you think they was being lazy or they was just tired of fighting for the land?
Well, you know what? I think they was afraid.
Yeah,
I think they were afraid, and it's hard, but they shouldn't have been, because they had God, and like Rahab said, all the people in that city was scared because they heard what happened in Egypt. They was all afraid. They fainted. The men fainted. They were so scared. They didn't want to fight the Israelites. They didn't want to fight them because they know that God had parted the sea and made it on dry ground for the Israelites. And what might he have done to them? So I feel like I don't know why they didn't do what they were supposed to do. First of all, they just didn't want to fight. They was lazy, like you said. They didn't want to fight. And Gad and the Reubenites and the Gadites, I think they just wanted to be settled, but they wanted their children and their family and their livestock to be protected. They wanted them to be protected. That's why they said, we'll go fight, but leave our families here. Leave them out of it. Anybody else got questions or comments or anything?
I have a question about Rahab when she was hiding the men on the roof, and she and it says where she put the stalk order. What was that?
Mm-hmm.
What is that 16 when it says this, with the stalks of flax she, which she had laid in order on the roof.
Mm-hmm. The flax is almost like corn, I think. Almost like corn or something. Anyway, it lays long ways and it's flat. It spreads out. And they hid up under that. She hid them up under that. Let's see. Where is that? What verse is that?
That's verse 6. I was just wondering, was it a particular way that she had to lay the flat so that the other
men
could not see
them? Yep, she laid it straight up and down,
them.
I think she laid it straight up and down. Wait a minute. Let me see. 6. But from what I gathered when I was studying early, because I can't find it right now, it was saying like she laid it straight up and down. Let me see this chapter 2. She laid it straight up and down, and they kind of hid up under it.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of hid up under it. Let me see. Yeah, they it's like flat. See, it's just like that flat. Because what they were saying was that she was apparently having a suspicious about the identity of the two visitors, but she saw that the soldiers approaching her house. She took the spies and hid them beneath the stalk of flax, which had been placed on her flat roof, for drying. And after the harvest time, they were soaked in water for 3 or 4 weeks to separate the fibers. Then after that, after drying in the sun, the flax were made into linen cloth. So they was up under that linen.
Oh.
They was up under that flax. That was like linen that the flax turned into. And then she just hid them up under that cover, up under that material. But, yeah.
Hmm.
It's something. Yep, that's something.
Yeah,
but,
that's pretty deep. But it's almost like she knew they were coming.
She knew they what?
It's like she knew they was coming.
It's almost like that. That's what it kind of seemed to me earlier, too. But God always got a ram in the bush. God always got a way of escape. He always got a way of escape for you. He have people in place to help you. When he say he got your back, he got your back. We can learn from this.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't know where they was going and what they was walking into. But God had somebody right there. If he can send the raven to feed Elijah, don't tell me what he can't do. He can do it. Mm-hmm. This is really, really, really good because it lets us see if we be obedient, we can eat the good of the land, the fruit of the land, if we be obedient to the Lord. Now, he was just encouraging this young man because he was young. But he still was trying to do what God called him to do. He still he said, we're going to do this thing. We got to. And the people was one to believe in him like they did Moses. They said only if God be with you like he was with Moses. And I don't blame them for that. Because sometimes when you put new people in and younger people, they tend to do what they want to do and go where they want to go and do it how they want to do it when they used to doing it Moses' way.
Mm-hmm.
This was really good lesson. Mm-hmm. And I thank God that we in the book of Joshua now because we getting on through it. I mean, it takes time because we don't want to rush. We want to fully know the word of God. We want to know this word. So if somebody comes with a question, we can give them an answer, the right answer. And then if you don't know it, then you can ask somebody that you think know it. But it's good to study the word of God because God is the word. You know, he say, in the beginning was the word. We need to chew on this word every chance we can. Get it down in our heart. I'm telling you, we need to chew on it every time. And we don't, you know, I could be teaching on this and teaching on that. That we need to know the word of God. The word. We don't, all this other stuff is good. You learn this word. It's going to take you further than any Bible class lesson. The word. Then, any more comments or questions? Go ahead, baby.
I like the way that God used Rahab because she was a harlot, and it shows us that
yes.
God is no respecter of who
That's
you are,
right.
and that
That's
just
right.
how he used her is the same way he can use us.
That's right.
So I really like how she was, she didn't really know probably what was coming or that she
no.
was the sign that she was going to be given or even how she was to handle it. But
yeah.
I like the fact that we can see in the scripture that, you know, you don't have to be a dignitary. You don't have to be some
right.
high up person. God can use,
yeah, right.
he can use whoever he wants, how he wants. So
That's
I really
right.
like that about Rahab.
Yep. She was a harlot. She was a whore. In other words, and God, if God could take her, he can take every prostitute on the corner. That's why I keep telling y'all, he's not a respected person. He used who he want to use, who he please, and he'll clean you up. He didn't even clean Rahab up, I don't guess. Told her and led her what to do. He had to touch her heart because she would have told on them men. But she took a chance. She said, I know the God is with you, the God of Moses. The God is in heaven. I think she said something about the God that's in heaven. Mm-hmm. So even the harlot knew that God was real and that he was in heaven. May not be doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. May have to stand on the corner and turn a trick, but I know God is real. I know what your God will do. He opened the sea up and let the Israelites walk across on dry ground, dry land. I may be a hooker, but I know what God will do. I trust God to do this. Don't tell me what God can't do. He can take a drunk off the corner. I've seen him. Clean him up and put his word in his heart, and now he a bishop. Don't tell me. I know. And we have to remember that.
that we ain't no better than nobody else. We have to remember that we can be replaced. He's the only person I know that can fire you and still use you. We have to know we can be replaced. That's why I don't take it for granted when I'm praying for people. He don't have to choose me to pray for his people. He could get any big prophet, any big somebody. But he chose me. And I thank God for it. I don't take that for granted. I don't take it for granted. Any more questions or comments? It's good. It's good to see how things are coming. It's just good. And how, you know, God is encouraging in Joshua. But he also letting Joshua see, I got you. If you work hard, if you sacrifice, if you obey me, if you fast, if you pray, if you read your study your word, I got you. If you depend on me, I got you. If you have faith, a grain of a mustard seed, I got you. All you got to do is trust God. You don't know where the help comes from. But all of our help comes from God, every bit of it. He'll send somebody. Send somebody. Girl was just testifying the other day how one time her and her son didn't have no food. And she told them to get ready and go. They went to the grocery store and got some stuff. And the son was saying, Doc, you didn't have no money. Why are we going to the store? She said she was just saying, come on, let's go. He said, but I thought we didn't have no money, and you're still going. But when they left out the store, they had food in the buggy. Had food. That's when you know God got your back. That's when you know God got you. When you don't have a dime and can go to the grocery store and come out with some buggy, with a food in your buggy, he already has somebody there. Oh, it's a good thing. It's a good day, y'all. I just thank and praise God for the opportunity to just study his word. And we got to get more into it. I don't want to be just teaching. I want us to be more into it now, because I don't know nothing. I don't know anything. I study just like you do. Study just like you do. Because I want God to teach me. I want him to teach me. Amen. So if there's no more comments, we're going to just close out. But it's good, and I hope we have more questions. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm trying not to tie us up too long, but with the questions we have, we need to talk about them. The chapter, if we read and study the chapter, we need to talk about the chapter. We need to talk about it. Discuss it. See what you found out and what you like and how this happened and how that happened. Somebody say something.
I was about to say something, Apostle. Good evening, everyone. I was thinking about the amount of land that God had given them and the amount of land that they actually used. And that reminds me of how, and even today, to make that relevant, how God has given us so much. But so often we allow fear to get in our way and miss out on our blessings that God has for us, because we're afraid to even step forward or to move in a direction that God is telling us to move in. We're waiting on someone else to do something that God told us to do. So a lot of times we miss out on the blessings, or all of the blessings that God has for us. And I don't know about anyone else. I can say that for myself. You know, that fear is something about that fear and not taking time to get to know God for yourself, because I know back in the day, their relationship with God was through a third person.
That's right. That's right.
So they didn't have the privilege of knowing God one-on-one, and they depended on other, you know, someone else to have that relationship. So I believe that's the reason why they moved a lot in fear and unsurety, and they missed out on the blessing of all that land that God had for them.
And then they didn't want to fight. See, he said to take possession of the land. They didn't want to go in there and fight. So they got 10% of the land that God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give to their seed. They got 30,000.
I believe they were lazy, and I also believe they were moving in fear as well.
They were moving in fear. I mean, we can have to understand they human, they was afraid, you know. But that's how it is. He said God haven't given us the fear, spirit of fear. But, you know, I can believe they was afraid, just like you see it.
And we still, look at them back in the day. They didn't, like I said earlier, they didn't have that personal relationship with God. And look at us today. We have a personal relationship with God, and we still walk in fear. So imagine if you didn't have a relationship with God.
That's right. But and then another thing, a lot of those who they was fighting against, the Philistines and the Hittites and all them, they didn't believe in God, our God, Heavenly Father. They had their own God, so they didn't care what you said. But then, like Rahab, she seen the manifestation of having God. She seen what God would do for them. And that's why she was telling them, so, okay, I know God gonna come through for y'all. So would y'all get my family, my mama, my dad, and my sister, my brothers, and protect them? And they would, you know. So
she was moving in faith. He was moving in faith because she had seen God's power. And she knew that God was capable.
You're right. And she a harlot. God used who he want to use. That's what I try to explain to people. I don't care who they are. He can use who he want to use, when he want to use them. Just to think if Rahab hadn't have been there. They would have got caught. But she was there. God afforded her to be there.
He always have a ram in the bush.
He does. He always do. When he tell you to do something, he'll make a way. He'll make a way when he truly tell you to do something. Amen. So I'm not going to hold you all tonight. I just thank and praise God for this word. It's good and it's right. I just give God all the praise. So we'll be on 3 and 4 come Tuesday. And we're going to just study the chapter, because the questions are just a few. But we're going to make sure we read this chapter and study it.
so we can discuss, you know, what's going on in the chapter. It's a good thing to talk about because people perish for the lack of knowledge, and we want to get all the knowledge we can. So anyway, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, just thanking you tonight for an opportunity to study your word, God. We thank you for opening up our minds and our hearts and just giving us the word that we needed through this, the word of God. We just thank you right now for doing it. We thank you for holding down the strong man while we can get through the radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just praise you right now. I ask you to cover everyone that's under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to bless them with the blessing they stand in need of on tonight. Lord, we thank you. We pray. We ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. God bless you all. I'll be on the live broadcast in the morning at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern. And I want everybody to keep in mind that Nichelle will be on Tuesday right here on the Blog Talk Radio. It's 5 Central, 6 Eastern time. For prayer, if anybody want to go on there and support her. And she will be doing it until April the 5th. April the 5th. She'll stop on April the 5th. But I just want to let you know because I've been forgetting to say it. And so she typed it on my page the other day. So I'm going to start just helping her advertise it or whatever you want to call it, to say it. Tell people about it. So anyway, God bless you all. I love you all. We'll see you in the morning by the grace of God. God bless you. I love you.
Love you. See you in the morning.
God bless.
Amen. Love you too. God bless. Amen.
God bless.